How you going? My name's Dylan. I'm calling up about our 2010 Outback. We bought it in a month or so ago, having problems with it. And at the time, like, no one could find anything wrong with it. I don't know if it rings a bell. I can't remember who we were mostly speaking to. Yeah. So at the time, we just noticed, like, some dashboard lights coming on and, like, just feeling like it was, like, power was dropping out. So I think, like, you guys looked at it, looked at the codes, and it pointed to something wrong with the battery. So we drove it home. RACV checked the battery. There was nothing wrong with it. But I think there was also some transmission codes. So we took it to a transmission place. I forget the name of it, Northside, you guys recommended. They kind of checked the codes. They didn't see anything. They just saw some electrical issues. So they cleared them and spoke to you guys again, and no one kind of really knew, so we just, like, said to drive it again to see how it goes. So we've been driving it, and then, like, the dashboard lights have all kind of come back on. We've noticed, like, power dropping out at low speeds, like, every now and then, like, the car would just, like, rev heaps and then, like, kind of clunk back into gear, like, something with the transmission, like, going weird. Just lots of, like, weird things kind of happening, and we've been doing some Googling, and we're not quite sure, but I don't know, like, Googling points to either the transmission's fucked or there's, like, electrical issues kind of just making everything go a bit haywire. Dylan Kelson. Yeah, 0427. 035-850. Yeah. Yeah. You might have my wife's number if, like, you're trying to look it up. 0409-423-679. So we got a service recently, and, like, everything was fine. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, we just, like, the guy just quickly just took a look at it and run the kind of the codes. Yeah. Yeah, so that was happening, and now, like, we've noticed it, like, really bad. Like, that is, the car just rev, and then, like, a massive kind of clunk, like a bang, to when it obviously, like, connects back into gear or something. We're definitely, like, wanting to get a new car, like, because we're just, like, this one's, you know, done a lot of Ks, and it's getting a bit old. But, like, yeah. Yeah. Well, like, our thing was, like, if it's, like, an electrical issue that can just keep us driving for, like, the next couple of weeks, like, we'd put, you know, a couple hundred bucks into it. But, yeah, we don't want to be dumping thousands into it. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's probably gonna like take a lot of diagnosis time to try and figure out. Yeah, look, we noticed like it's okay. We've been using it to do like go to the groceries and drop the kids off to school. Like it's that's fine. On the weekend, we took it. We went to like Brunswick, so we went on the Western Ring Road. And as soon as we were on the Western Ring Road, like the oil temp light came on, and it just was like not having a good time. So we're like anything where we're having to go, you know, over 60 Ks, like closer to 100 Ks, like just was not liking at all. So yeah, look, we're definitely like kind of already in that mindset of like, yeah, we just need to get a new car. But do you think this one's fine to still run like on short trips in the meantime? Drive it till it dies, like, or is it too unsafe? And then at the end of the day, we've still got a like 15-year-old car, close to 300 Ks. Okay, cool. Look, maybe if we're in the area, we might just like drop in. Because like the cruise light's flashing, the S in the brackets is flashing, like all the whole dash is going crazy. Yeah, you gotta pull everything apart and check everything. Yeah, no, totally understandable. Yeah, no, totally agree. Yeah, I think that really just confirms kind of our assumptions. So that's really helpful. While I've got you, we have been quickly looking at new cars, and we are maybe considering the hybrid, which I think is a Forester. I don't know if you've got any like quick thoughts on like those, if they're any good or not. Brand new or either like, you know, the like 22, 23, something kind of recent. Yeah, no, that's all right. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I guess like, yeah, we've been looking up and the price difference between new and like recently new isn't that much different. Pointing us towards like, well, maybe we should get new, that way we can get proper warranty on it. And okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, and what's typical for the warranty period? Okay, cool. That's good to know. That's stuff for us to check. Cool. Appreciate that. Will do. Thank you. Bye.